right, we'll call this meeting of the Jefferson, a special meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order at 9:30 a.m. on Monday, November 21st, 2011. We have one agenda item today that is brought forward to comply with the redistricting responsibilities that the court has, and that is item A under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve any and all necessary adjustments in Jefferson County Election and Justice of the Peace Constable Precincts to conform with the redistricting of County Commissioners Court Precincts. Further, to also consider and take action to authorize Allison Bass and Associates LLP Redistricting Council to prepare and submit to the United States Department of Justice a submission seeking preclearance of all Jefferson County election boundaries, voting places, and procedures relating to the redistricting of Jefferson County, Texas. Mrs. Guidry, our county clerk, has worked diligently over the last several months in an attempt to eliminate those voting places where we had little voter turnout and consolidate those precincts, and has done an admirable job in working with each commissioner to make sure that that gets done in a timely fashion and to receive their input. Last minute change is something that Commissioner Weaver was approached about because of some issues that took place during voting on constitutional amendments and some changes to the security measures utilized by the Port Neches School District. So, Commissioner, would you like to talk? Well, first, can I get a motion on item A? It actually affects my voting box. Do I have a motion on item A?
Second.
Okay, now we'll go into discussion part.
Judge, commissioners, basically in discussions with the Port Neches Groves Independent School District, they've asked me to look into the possibility of changing a voting location, basically moving voting for away from the Ridgewood Elementary School. Historically, Precinct 9 and 41, I believe, have voted there. But as a result of building that new middle school on Central Drive, it's afforded them a lot more space in the front foyer, plenty of room. They feel like due to the configuration of that new campus and the amount of parking, the way the traffic flow is there, it'll be much easier for the voters, much easier for the school district. So as a result of that, I've spoke with the county clerk and Bob Bass about what we can do about that. Carolyn, if you would you just kind of go over what your idea is on that, please?
Surely. Right now, Ridgewood Elementary resides in Precinct 9, and 9 and 41 vote together. We've asked to move to the been asked to move to the middle school campus, which is on Central Drive, and it's actually residing in Precinct 40. We already have a box in Precinct 40, which is Hebert Library, and right now 38 and 40 votes at Hebert Library. So now we have two great locations within Precinct 40, and what Commission Weaver and I decided to do was to take Hebert Library, which is a small area, and move the precinct lines to incorporate it in Precinct 41. And that way we'll be able to use Precincts 9 and 41 to vote at Hebert Library, and then move 38 and 40 to vote at the middle school. And that will take care of the problem. According to Judge Branning, there are minimum voters within that little bitty area that will be moving that will be affected by that change.
So, and basically our new line will just cut out a little portion of that and connect it back with 9.
Exactly.
So if you historically, if you 9 and 41 voting in at Ridgewood will now be voting at the Hebert Library if this all passes. And then 38 and 40 will vote at the middle school.
That's correct. And Commissioner, I also did call the Secretary of State last week in order to find out what could we do. And they said that that you could always move precinct lines, especially during this time, if we needed to accommodate a public polling location. And that's in compliance with the law.
The one thing I'd like to do is look at some ideas of how we can educate the voters. Maybe we can work with Mr. Howard's office, tax office, and voter registration, see how we can educate those voters on these new changes. I know that we put up some signs at the old locations, but maybe if there's another way that we could maybe attach something to the new voter registration card or something, just kind of detailing the change, if that'd be possible, just so that everybody's aware of it.
What have you done in the past?
In the past, what we did, and we would put an insert with a certificate and notify them of any changes, commissioner precincts, schools, anything.
Okay. So on this, basically, we could just notify them, you know, if you're in 9 and 41, you'll be going to Hebert Library, something similar like that, right? Okay.
While we're going over, and Commissioner Senegal has had a funeral this morning, so I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has some changes in his also.
Sorry, he had some changes also, and it would have required us moving also a precinct line for him. But when we looked at it this morning, Sharice and I looked at it this morning, we have another proposal for him that will not change the lines, but still accommodate all of his voters.
Okay, y'all can get in touch with him.
Definitely.
Okay, and I'm assuming we won't have to notify anybody or anything like that.
No, we should not. It's like all it is a change of polling locations. I'm going to have the same thing for Commissioner Arnold as well.
Okay.
A few of his locations will have to change polling locations as well.
Now, is also our commissioner lines included in this submittal?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Commissioner and JP lines.
Okay. So as it stands, myself in Precinct 3, some of the area behind TJ, if I'm not mistaken, is that correct?
Correct.
Go into Precinct 3, is that right?
Yeah, I'll split some areas.
And then I'll have that area off of 73, right?
That's correct.
Country Club Estates, I believe, is that right?
Right, all the lines were redrawn in accordance to what Mr. Bass had discussed with the commissioners individually.
And I believe that was on map 2B, if I'm not mistaken.
It could be, it's on the commission.
I don't think we're changing it. At the first page of that, you can see.
Yeah.
We already adopted that.
Yeah, okay. All right, just wanted to confirm.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is just to adopt the JP Constable precinct lines and to submit it for preclearance.
Is there anything changing with the JPs that are in my precinct, JP 4, JP 7?
There's no change to those lines at all.
Okay.
Also, we had discussed that the approval of this agenda item would be contingent upon the changes within your precinct to be submitted to Mr. Bass today.
Well, can Commissioner Alford, can you amend your motion to reflect the changes that we have to make to accommodate these voting line changes in my precinct?
I accept that friendly amendment.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I see.
All right, is there any further discussion? All in favor of adopting the revised political boundaries following redistricting of the commissioner's court precinct in accordance with the amendments discussed today, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously with myself and Commissioners Weaver and Alford present. And then you will get with Mr. Bass, Ms. Guidry, and finalize that change in that voting location boundary or that precinct box boundary. All right. that is the only item on the agenda, except to remind everyone that next Monday at 5:30 p.m. there's going to be a public hearing to receive comments regarding the allocation of round 2.2 Hurricane Ike disaster funding, now to take place here in the courtroom, isn't it, Mama? It's 5:30 next Monday evening. We're required by the General Land Office to hold public hearings so that anyone interested in the allocation of the round 2.2 funds can attend. We also have an order that we have to adopt today. And one other thing I'd probably like to bring to the attention of the court in particular, and I wish commissioners didn't have pre-existing obligations with everyone were here. We have received notice that from Express Scripts, which is our pharmacy benefits provider for retirees, that Walgreens, which has long been a member of that plan, will no longer be a member of that plan effective January 1st, 2012. So some of you here at the county may be getting some calls. Express Scripts is sending out a letter to every retiree who utilizes the pharmacy benefits plan, notifying of them the action, giving them the name of alternative pharmacies within close proximity to where Walgreens is, and explaining the reason for the change. And so that will familiarize yourself with those letters just in case anyone gets any calls from retirees.
Judge, and by any chance, and I know Paul is not here today, do our retirees get one of those mail outs that we have, the letters and all those things, or the little brochure, county line information? We might need to put that in there to make sure they don't. We may need to begin to let our employees know, our retirees know some of those things. Might be good for us.
Yeah, we, since court is over, I'll contact Human Resources. Charmaine puts those together. I'll get with her. Anything else? Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. We are adjourned.